At this particular moment, allow me to call Dr. Miyonga for the word. I promise you food, and this is the moment to eat. Thank you, Reverend Miyonga, for the food.
Thank you very much, but Christmas not yet there. So allow me to bring other things than Christmas. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for this time and the word we are going to share and the opportunity you are giving to us to be in your presence and listen to you. Talk to us, God, because we need your word and we need you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And then let us take our Bible and read in the book of Colossians chapter 4. I'm going to read from verse 7 to 18. Colossians chapter 4 from verse 7 to 18. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He's a dear brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. I'm sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your heart. He's coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those of Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas sends greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters of Laodicea and to Nepha and the church in her house. After this letter has been sent to you, see that it is also read in the church of Laodicea, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write these greetings in my own hand. Remember my chain. Grace be with you. Amen. Today we are talking about a healthy community, a healthy church. Before we celebrate Christmas, we should think about how we can have a healthy community according to what is written in this epistle of Paul to Colossians. When we read these verses, we find that Paul is largely giving to Jesus Christ a very important place. He tells, when you read the whole book, you find that Paul presents Jesus as the only person who can solve all our problems. The problem which can arise in the emerging church like this of Colossians. And Paul says that the person of Jesus is the perfect representation of God. Jesus is the head of the church. He is the only mediator between God and man. He is the source of inspiration. He is the origin of everything. But now when you come to the end from the verses we have read in chapter 4, from 7 to 11, you come to a different picture of what Paul is writing. You find yourself reading about greetings, recommendations, relationship between people, and not about Jesus. And sometimes you may find yourself in a trap of thinking that these verses are not important because they are only greetings between friends, Paul, and those who are living with him. For someone may ask the question, but why is this important for me? Greetings between Paul and Epaphra and Tychicus and Demas and Onesimus. Why is this important for us today? But if you read it again, you find that it is in these verses that you find the secret of a healthy community and a healthy church. And that's why we are going to talk about a healthy community, a healthy church, taking these verses as an example for us. And the first thing we are going to talk about is interhuman relationship, man-to-man relationship. That's the first thing we are going to talk about. The second thing is that relationship between man and God. But you'll find that you cannot have a relationship between man and God without having the relationship between man and man. So the second thing will be relationship between man and God. And the last thing will be our relationship as a church between church and churches. So let us start with a healthy interhuman relationship. The text we have read talks about this relationship between Paul and Epaphras and Mark and Aristarchus and Demas and Luke and Justus and Nephas, and many other names you have found in the text we have read. This is a relationship which translates love between people. The gospel which is translated into actions between humankind, but around Jesus Christ. Let us learn here that without Jesus Christ, without divine action, these people will never meet. These people we read about here will never meet if Jesus was not among them. Because you find them coming from different areas. They are so disparate and far in one to another. You find here that the first team is that of Jews. Aristarchus, Mark, and Jesus called Justus. These are Jews. And you find at the other side a team of Greeks. These are Epaphra, Luke, and Demas. You yourself know that Jews and Greek will never meet if Jesus was not among them. So the relationship between these people is there because Jesus is among them. You find also scholars, people like Luke and Paul, and people who have no capacity to understand what Paul is writing. You find also people like Onesimus, who is a slave. If Jesus was not among them, it was not possible to find Demas in a group of scholars like Luke and Paul. So all these men who are coming from different nationalities, different professions, different capacity, different experience can come together because of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one, the only one person who can bring people from different nationality, different races, different languages, different profession, different social status to come together and constitute a healthy community. Another thing we can learn from this text is that we find three different pictures, and I'm going to talk about them. The first picture is that of John Mark. You remember that John Mark is that person who one day abandoned Paul and Barnabas in Asia. He left them, and this person brought a disagreement between Paul and Barnabas. But here, Barnabas is talking about him. Paul is talking about him without bitterness because the past has passed. And this is because of Jesus Christ, who can help Paul to forgive and forget. So, John Paul is that picture of people you may know in this congregation who were with us but have decided to leave. So if someone, they decide to come again, this text helps us to think like Paul, that we have to receive them and we have to forgive them and forget the past and behave like Paul. This congregation of Gomaville is looking for people like Paul who can forget because of healthy inter-human relationship. Remember, all those John Paul we have in this church, I know that you can make the list of them, but don't forget that they can come again. And whenever they come again, forget, forgive, and receive them. You find here that Paul was able to recommend John Mark to other churches and say, I recommend you, John Mark, to you. If he comes to you, receive him with dignity. That is the first picture in a congregation. The second is that of Demas. Demas is among them this time. But when you read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, Demas is going to leave the church. He's going to abandon Paul. So you may know John Mark, but you don't know Demas, because Demas is among us this time. But maybe tomorrow he's going to leave the church. So if you find in a few days, in 2 weeks, a Demas who is living with us today, don't be disappointed. That is a local congregation. In a local congregation, you have at one side the John Mark, and at the other side, you will find also Demas. That is the second picture I can show you, and we find in the text of Colossians. The third picture is that of Onesimus. Onesimus called the slave, but actually we should call him Onesimus the fifth, because this person has a great problem with his master and he stole things from his master. But this man, because of the wisdom of Paul, Onesimus the slave is now the brother. He is the brother of his master. So things like that may happen in the church, but we need people with wisdom like Paul, who can bring the master and the slave together and bring them in a congregation like this, so that a master and a slave may call themselves brother. And as I said, this cannot happen if there is not divine action, if Jesus is not among us. So, brothers and sisters, interhuman relationship, despite our differences, bring us well-being and create a health community. If only Jesus is around, is among the community, then we will be able in this congregation to create a healthy community. The second thing is a healthy human relationship with God. While maintaining the healthy interhuman relationship, we are also in a relationship with God. These men we are talking about here are serving God, and at the same time, they are serving men. If you read about one of them, one by one, we read in this text that Tychicus is described as a beloved brother in his relationship with Paul. But at the same time, he is a faithful minister, a faithful minister of Christ. So he is a brother when he lives with others, but he is also a faithful minister of God. He serves God, and at the same time, he serves human beings. When we read about Aristarchus, it is written that he is devoted to Paul in his captivity. And at the same time, with Mark and Justice, he works for the kingdom. So he is helping Paul in his jail, but at the same time, he's working for the kingdom. When we read about Epaphra, he is described as a servant of Jesus Christ, who, even when he's far from the church, but the Bible says he fights. He fights for the church in prayer. We can find that in verse 12, that Epaphra, who is one of you and a servant of Christ, sends greetings. He's always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, and then mature and fully assured. Verse 13, I vouch for you that he's working hard for you and for those of Laodicea and Hierapolis. So he is far, but he is working by praying for human being. I know that as Congolese, we are always happy when we hear that people are praying for us. When we visit people or we call people out of Congo and we tell them the situation we are going through, and when people say that they are praying for us, we find ourselves at ease. We are happy. And I know that if today God could open your ears so that you may listen all the prayer, to the prayer people are praying for us every morning, every day, every evening, I know that you are going to be happy. If God could open your ears and that you can listen and hear that people can cite your name in their prayer, I think you will be amazed to see that people can cite your name. And that was the work of Epaphra. Even when he's far from the church, but he's able to mention people one by one in his prayer. He's working for God in his relationship with God, but at the same time, he's working for human beings. Then we find Luke, who is a doctor, who is watching over Paul's health, maybe also over the whole team. But at the same time, Luke is the evangelist and the pastor. So he works for God, but at the same time, he works for human. And you find Paul citing Nephas. He does not say much about him, but when we read verse 15, we find Paul saying, "Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea and Nephas." So he talked about the whole team, but also about individuals. This is to say that Nephas is a great personality for Paul. And he says, greet also the church in her house. Nephas is working for God, but at the same time, he's working for human. So that is our relationship with God. When you are in relationship with God, immediately you are in a relationship with human. You cannot say that you are close to God, but far from human being. If that is your situation, you don't have a healthy relationship with God. A healthy relationship with God brings you close to God, but immediately close to human being. That is our second characteristic. Then the last. The last is the healthy church-to-church relationship. And we can find it in verse 16, that when this letter has been read among you, make sure that it is also read in the church of Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the one that comes from the church of Laodicea. This is to say that Paul wrote two letters. One to Colossians and another to Laodiceans. And these two letters are intended to complement each other. Then here Paul needs to know that churches are in a relationship. What God communicates to Colossians, it can be also communicated to those of Laodiceans, two churches which are different. This knowledge of God does not separate us with other churches. This is to say that the Lord is teaching us to avoid pride as a church. Because it's possible that you say, I'm a member of Gomaville. I'm not like that member of Kibumba. But if Paul was alive today, he could write this verse differently. He could say, after reading this verse, this letter in Gomaville, send it to Kibumba. And also the letter I sent to Kibumba, take it and read it in Gomaville. Because God can communicate an important message to the community of Gomaville, what is needed in Kibumba. And the same thing he communicated to those of Kibumba, he may say this is also a need in Gomaville. So we are no different as churches. And we should maintain our relationship as churches. Don't say, these people are illiterate, but we are scholars. See this epistle, which was written 2,000 years ago to these people of Colossians. I don't think that these people have the same level with Gomaville. But the same letter still challenges us 2,000 years after. So the letter sent to illiterate people may be important for us in Gombeville today. So God is warning us against pride and bringing us to the school of humility as churches. We should maintain the relationship between churches, Gombeville and Kibumba, Gombeville and Virunga, Gombeville and Mururoa. You don't know Mururoa, it is very far in the forest. Gombeville, Baptist Church and Pentecostal Church, Baptist Church and Methodist. So brothers and sisters, before Christmas, for our well-being, we need each other as people, as Christians, as churches. I pray that the Lord gives to each of you healthy interhuman relationship. I also pray that God gives you a healthy human to God relationship. But I pray also for Gombeville that he may give us a healthy church to church relationship. Amen.